Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Give honor to God who was first in my life and to the Spirit of God that abides in this early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Generation means we have a start to finish ministry, anointed by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent me to the kingdom for such a time as this, to minister to generations past, present, and future. I honor the past by singing hymns and anthems on a continual basis to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. I establish the present by appointing junior ushers, junior trustees, and junior deacons, and I train them up in the fear of the Lord right now, because tomorrow is not promised to no one, and when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship from time to time without a stick of music, so that our church will never get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blah. Talk Radio. Are y'all ready to have church? For those of you that bought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon that we have that the thieves can't steal, the robbers can't take, and the police can't arrest. And I don't care where you live. Somebody said that's the word of God. I want to turn your attention just very briefly this morning to 2 Timothy, the first chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at the first verse. 2 Timothy 1 and 1. If you're with me, say amen. And if you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as thus: Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I might be filled with joy. For when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it's in thee also. That's enough. Let the church say amen. I want to just talk to you for just a little while, because it is Mother's Day, and ask you to repeat after me. Somebody say, remember what Mama said. Remember what Mama said. And happy Mother's Day to all. Now, for all women who have had the privilege and honor to mother, and raise a child, male or female, you will agree with me this morning that it's not an easy job. It's not an easy job all the time, because there's going to be some good days, there's going to be some bad days, and certainly there's going to be some days that you and I will never be able to explain. Stuff just happens. Somebody say amen. There was nothing I could do about it. There was nothing you can do about it. Stuff just happens. I know I'm right about it. Somebody say amen. And you will also agree with me this morning. There is no school for motherhood. There's no bachelor degree. There's no master degree. There's no PhD or class 101 or 102. It's just on the job training and remembering what your mama said to you that made a great difference in your life. Somebody said, if I only knew then what I know now. There's no school or college that can or will prepare you and I to become a mother other than remembering what you did or didn't do and remembering what your mama said to you and going to the Word of God, the roadmap for our lives, where our Lord and Savior left recorded, train up a child in the way of the Lord, and when they get older, no doubt they will remember what mama said. I'm going to preach in a minute. Allow me to shut this up. No doubt, Timothy's mother, Mother Eunice, made a great impression upon a son. And I've got some Bible to back it up. For the Bible says, when the great missionary Apostle Paul met him, the brethren's report in Lystra, they said these words. They said he came well reported. Oh, glory to God. In other words, they were saying he arrived with manners. Paul didn't have to teach him that. He arrived with his pants pulled up. He arrived saying, no, ma'am, and yes, ma'am. He arrived saying, thank you, and no, thank you. And he arrived being seen and not heard. Somebody said he got that from his mother. Oh, yes, sir. I believe Timothy remembered what Mama said. Remember, there's no school, just a roadmap from glory. That tells you and I to train up a child in the way of our Lord and Savior. No doubt, Mother Eunice saw ministry in her son. And she said the same exact words that you and I have said to our children today. But I hear Timothy's mother saying, listen, Timothy, I'm doing the best that I can. I didn't have the freedom that you have. I didn't have the education that you're about to get, and I didn't even have the same type of clothing that you're wearing. Mine was handed down from generation to generation, but what I remember that my mother, your grandmother, taught me was that in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you and I. And long as the clothes was clean, everything was going to be all right. And what I want to teach you and pray today is that you remember, because I want you to do better than I did, son. I want you to do better. Stop by this morning to tell somebody listening, that's a good mother. Or when you want your child to do better than you, that's a good mother. Somebody say amen. You all know the story. In the book of Acts, you can find a small introduction of the preacher's mother's background when he joined the missionary team with the great missionary Apostle Paul. So the Bible says his mother was a Jew and his father was a Greek. I believe I said it again. In other words, mama believed and daddy might have not believed or maybe believed a little differently. However, I believe Timothy remembered what mama said. And what his mother told him is what we ought to tell our children today. What goes on in this house stays in this house. Somebody talk back to me. Daddy may not believe like we do, but that's still your daddy. And the Bible says, honor thy mother and thy father, and an unbelieving husband is sanctified by the believing wife. Somebody say glory. I believe Timothy remembered what his mama said. She assured him, going on the road to do a work for our soon coming king, that everything will and shall be all right. Paul, knowing his departure was near, Paul, knowing he was in jail, Paul, knowing that maybe he will never see Timothy again, and Paul, knowing by the will of God that he took a young man, in ministry while he was yet young. And Paul wanted the record to be clear and give honor where honor is due. And I like that. I didn't teach Timothy everything. All credit goes to his mother and his grandmother. That's why we must do things while it's yet day, because when the night cometh, no man can work, and tomorrow is not promised to any of us. If you love your mother, tell her today. Good God Almighty. Don't wait until she's gone to tell everybody how much you love your mother. Remember what you told me. And it has kept me thus far by faith. Somebody said, thank you, Mama. So on behalf of the Apostle Paul, and I hear him saying, I can't leave here without getting the record straight, and I know how. I know how to be a father, but I don't know how to be a mother. And Timothy, you came to me with manners, and every time I looked at you, I see and remember your mother and your grandmother. Paul said, I'm persuaded that is in you too. I heard Paul say in Timothy 1:8, be not ashamed, of your testimony. And I hear Timothy saying, yes, sir, Mr. Paul, I remember what Mama said. I heard Paul say in Timothy 2:8, Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead, and he is alive. And I heard Timothy say, yes, sir, Mr. Paul, I remember what Mama said. I heard Paul say in Timothy 3:2, remember, some will be disobedient unto their parents and unthankful and unholy, but I want you to turn away. I hear Timothy saying, yes, sir, Mr. Paul, I remember what Mama said. I heard Paul say in Timothy 4:2, whatever you do, son, preach the word of God in season and out of season, and be just like your mother and your grandmother. Don't ever let nobody turn you around. Oh, I got to close, y'all, but I hear Timothy saying, yes, sir, Mr. Paul, I remember what Mama said. I got to close. I remember what Mama said. Yes, I do. But I don't know about you this morning, but I remember what Mama has said unto all of us today. I heard the old mothers in Zion said, if you live right, heaven belongs to you. I heard him saying that he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. I heard him tell me, you can't hurry God, you just have to wait. I remember Mama saying, prayer changes everything. Hallelujah. Don't ever stop praying. Keep on praying. Keep your prayer bill paid up, for prayer is the key to the kingdom, and faith unlocks the door. I remember what Mama said. Don't play church, for God is real and not to be played with. Remember what Mama said. Oh, my Block Talk family, what did we learn this morning? Number one, the man of God recognized that Timothy's mother and grandmother raised and planted good seeds in this young man. And I stop by to tell you the same also. Regardless of what the devil has done or tried to do, in the word of God, it's true. If you sow those seeds, it will not come back void, saith the Lord. Number two, we learn, give credit to what credit is due. Nobody can ever take the place of your mother. If I'm right about it, somebody say amen. Number three, we learn, what's in you will come out. Jesus was an excellent example on a dying cross. He said, behold, my mother. In other words, John, take care of my mother. Remember what Mama said. Maybe there's one here today that don't know the Lord as your personal Savior. Then I introduce to some and present to others, his name is Jesus. He died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. There's nothing difficult about being born again. All you got to do is just confess with your mouth, I'm a sinner. Lord, forgive me from sinning against you. Wash me in your blood and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And then ask the key question, save my soul. If you believe God has heard your prayer, because his ear is not too heavy that he cannot hear, nor his arms too short that the king touched the infirmities of his children, he'll do just what you asked him to do. And then you have to do the rest of the work. Faith coming by hearing and hearing the word of God. Find a church that's not only preaching, but practicing the word of God, that your soul may grow thereby. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with you. The devil is a liar and his mother is a witch. All you need is a few moments with the preacher. Until next Sunday morning, remember what Mama said, and may God bless you real good. Praise the Lord, everybody. Give honor to God who was first in my life and to the Spirit of God that abides in this early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Generation means we have a start to finish ministry, anointed by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent me to the kingdom for such a time as this, to minister to generations past, present, and future. I honor the past by singing hymns and anthems on a continual basis to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. I establish the present by appointing junior ushers, junior trustees, and junior deacons, and I train them up in the fear of the Lord right now, because tomorrow is not promised to no one, and when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship from time to time without a stick of music, so that our church will never get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blah. Talk radio. Are y'all ready to have church? For those of you that bought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon that we have that the thieves can't steal, the robbers can't take, and the police can't arrest. And I don't care where you live, somebody said that's the word of God. I want to turn your attention just very briefly this morning to 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at the first verse. 2 Timothy 1 and 1. If you're with me, say amen. And if you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as thus: Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I might be filled with joy. For when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also. That's enough. Let the church say amen. I want to just talk to you for just a little while, because it is Mother's Day, and ask you to repeat after me. Somebody say, remember what Mama said. Remember what Mama said. And happy Mother's Day to all. Now, for all women who have had the privilege and honor to mother and raise a child, male or female, you will agree with me this morning that it's not an easy job. It's not an easy job all the time, because there's going to be some good days, there's going to be some bad days, and certainly there's going to be some days that you and I will never be able to explain. Stuff just happens. Somebody say amen. Uh-huh. There was nothing I could do about it. There was nothing you can do about it. Stuff just happens. I know I'm right about it. Somebody say amen. And you will also agree with me this morning. There is no school for motherhood. Mm-hmm. There's no bachelor degree. There's no master degree. There's no PhD or class 101 or 102. It's just on the job training and remembering what your mama said to you that made a great difference in your life. Somebody said, if I only knew then what I know now. Uh-huh. There's no school or college that can or will prepare you and I to become a mother other than remembering what you did or didn't do and remembering what your mama said to you and going to the Word of God, the roadmap for our lives, where our Lord and Savior left recorded, train up a child in the way of the Lord, and when they get older, no doubt they will remember what mama said. I'm going to preach in a minute. Allow me to shut this up. No doubt Timothy's mother, Mother Eunice, made a great impression upon son, and I've got some Bible to back it up. For the Bible says, when the great missionary Apostle Paul met him, the brethren's report in Lystra, they said these words. They said he came well reported. Oh, glory to God. In other words, they were saying he arrived with manners. Paul didn't have to teach him that. Uh-huh. He arrived with his pants pulled up. Mm-hmm. He arrived saying, no, ma'am, and yes, ma'am. He arrived saying, thank you, and no, thank you. And he arrived being seen and not heard. Somebody said he got that from his mother. Oh, yes, sir. I believe Timothy remembered what mama said. Mm-hmm. Remember, there's no school, just a roadmap from glory. Uh-huh. That tells you and I to train up a child in the way of our Lord and Savior. No doubt, Mother Eunice saw ministry in her son. And she said the same exact words that you and I have said to our children today. But I hear Timothy's mother saying, listen, Timothy, I'm doing the best that I can. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the freedom that you have. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the education that you're about to get, and I didn't even have the same type of clothing that you're wearing. Mine was handed down from generation to generation, but what I remember that my mother, your grandmother, taught me was that in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you and I. And long as the clothes was clean, everything was going to be all right. And what I want to teach you and pray today is that you remember, uh-huh, because I want you to do better than I did, son. I want you to do better. Stop by this morning to tell somebody listening, that's a good mother. Or when you want your child to do better than you, that's a good mother. Somebody say amen. You all know the story. In the book of Acts, you can find a small introduction of the preacher's mother's background when he joined the missionary team with the great missionary Apostle Paul. So the Bible says his mother was a Jew and his father was a Greek. Mm-hmm. I believe I said it again. In other words, mama believed and daddy might have not believed or maybe believed a little differently. However, I believe Timothy remembered what mama said. And what his mother told him is what we ought to tell our children today. What goes on in this house stays in this house. Somebody talk back to me. Mm-hmm. Daddy may not believe like we do, mm-hmm, but that's still your daddy. Uh-huh. And the Bible says, honor thy mother and thy father, and an unbelieving husband is sanctified by the believing wife. Somebody say glory. I believe Timothy remembered what his mama said. Mm-hmm. She assured him going on the road to do a work for our soon coming king that everything will and shall be all right. Paul, knowing his departure was near, Paul, knowing he was in jail, Paul, knowing that maybe he will never see Timothy again, and Paul, knowing by the will of God that he took a young man in ministry while he was yet young, and Paul wanted the record to be clear and give honor where honor is due, and I like that. I didn't teach Timothy everything. All credit goes to his mother behind his grandmother. Uh-huh. That's why we must do things while it's yet day, because when the night cometh, no man can work, and tomorrow is not promised to any of us. If you love your mother, tell her today. Good God Almighty. Don't wait until she's gone to tell everybody how much you love your mother. Remember what you told me. Mm-hmm. And it has kept me thus far by faith. Ah, somebody said, thank you, Mama. Uh-huh. So on behalf of the Apostle Paul, and I hear him saying, I can't leave here without getting the record straight, and I know how. Uh-huh. I know how to be a father, but I don't know how to be a mother. Uh-huh. And Timothy, you came to me with manners, and every time I looked at you, I see and remember your mother and your grandmother. Uh-huh. Paul said, I'm persuaded that is in you too. I heard Paul say in Timothy 1:8, be not ashamed, uh-huh, of your testimony. And I hear Timothy saying, yes, sir, Mr. Paul, I remember what Mama said. Mm-hmm. I heard Paul say in Timothy 2:8, Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead, and he is alive. And I heard Timothy say, yes, sir, Mr. Paul, I remember what Mama said. I heard Paul say in Timothy 3:2, remember, some will be disobedient unto their parents and unthankful and unholy, but I want you to turn away. I hear Timothy saying, yes, sir, Mr. Paul, I remember what Mama said. I heard Paul say in Timothy 4:2, whatever you do, son, preach the word of God in season and out of season, and be just like your mother and your grandmother. Don't ever let nobody turn you around. Oh, I got to close, y'all, but I hear Timothy saying, yes, sir, Mr. Paul, I remember what Mama said. I got to close. I remember what Mama said. Yes, I do. But I don't know about you this morning, but I remember what Mama has said unto all of us today. I heard the old mothers in Zion say, if you live right, heaven belongs to you. I heard him saying that he may not come when you want him, mm-hmm, but he's always on time. Uh-huh. I heard him tell me, you can't hurry God, you just have to wait. I remember Mama saying, prayer changes everything. Hallelujah. Don't ever stop praying. Keep on praying. Keep your prayer bill paid up, for prayer is the key to the kingdom, and faith unlocks the door. I remember what Mama said. Don't play church, for God is real and not to be played with. Remember what Mama said. Oh, my Blog Talk family, what did we learn this morning? Number one, the man of God recognized that Timothy's mother and grandmother raised and planted good seeds in this young man. And I stop by to tell you the same also. Regardless of what the devil has done or tried to do, in the word of God, it's true. If you sow those seeds, it will not come back void, saith the Lord. Number two, we learn, give credit to what credit is due. Nobody can ever take the place of your mother. If I'm right about it, somebody say amen. Number three, we learn, what's in you will come out. Jesus was an excellent example on a dying cross. He said, behold, my mother. In other words, John, take care of my mother. Remember what Mama said. Maybe there's one here today that don't know the Lord as your personal Savior. Then I introduce to some and present to others, his name is Jesus. He died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. There's nothing difficult about being born again. All you got to do is just confess with your mouth, I'm a sinner. Lord, forgive me from sinning against you. Wash me in your blood and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And then ask the key question, save my soul. If you believe God has heard your prayer, because his ear is not too heavy that he cannot hear, nor his arms too short that the king touched the infirmities of his children, he'll do just what you asked him to do. And then you have to do the rest of the work. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Find a church that's not only preaching, but practicing the word of God, that your soul may grow thereby. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with you. The devil is a liar, and his mother is a witch. All you need is a few moments with the preacher. Until next Sunday morning, remember what Mama said, and may God bless you real good.